You're listening to Real Talk Radio on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Got any rights yet? I do.
Just like that, Lady Greta told me, down by the coal creek. It don't matter if your poles are dusty, beer in the tackle box, out on the flat rock. Big Mac hook with only the right look, pour in the sunshine, ripples in the sweet tide. Papa's going.
Good morning and welcome back to Real Talk. This is Captain Debbie Hansen. I'm in the studio this morning with my guest co-host, Captain Jim Fortman. And Jim, remind people where they can find you if they would like to book a trip. Where are you at? What's your website?
It is backwaterfishingnaples.net. Or they can get me on Instagram at Captain Jim Fortman. Or you can just give me a call and just look up Captain Jim Fortman on any Google search and it will come up. So.
Nice. Good deal. And I know this time of year, things are getting pretty busy for you. So people need to call you and get on your books soon as possible.
Book
when they know
advance.
They've got an open day. Yep. And I am at She Fishes 2, and that's the number 2. You can find me there or at SheFishes2.com. And I also real quick just wanted to mention Cougar Hunter had a question. He sent in on the text line. He wanted to know how many miles per hour is one knot, and the answer is 1.15
or something.
Yeah, so, and no question is a dumb question, Cougar Hunter. It's all right. Well, there are some dumb questions from time to time.
I don't think I've ever heard a dumb question.
Never heard any. All right, we're going to head over to line one because we've got Captain Steve Johnson standing by. So let's grab his call. Always good to hear from Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Captain Debbie, Captain Jim. How's it going?
It's going good, Steve.
Doing good.
How are you?
Hey, doing great. I was going to ask Jim, I know you guys are running about a 0.5 negative tide right now down there. Does that make it pretty much impossible to run a bay boat around down there?
No, not at all. It's just it depends on the port access that you go out of. So, Goodland, it's a little hairy when you're heading out of Goodland, especially around that. I mean, if you can get into the water there, and especially down in Chokoloskee, it can be a little hazardous. It's basically getting into the water. Once you're out there, it's just basically kind of go where the water is. Do not follow the crab traps in my area. One, you don't know how long their lines are, and the other two is they're putting those traps right on the edges, and sometimes it's only in about 2 to 3 feet of water.
So if you can get in on the ramp, you can get around a little bit.
Wait
for the water to come up a little bit.
Yeah, and that's primarily why I use Port of the Islands, because there's almost always water. I think last year was the first year that we did not have any water. We had a really strong northeast wind, and we had to wait for about an hour for the tide to come back in.
Gotcha. Good information. Well, we've got a few things going on around. Fish-Florida.com's got the website up and running and everything. So I know tomorrow we've got the Women's Kayak Fishing Meetup. Now, where are they meeting at, Debbie? They're not actually in Malachite. Are they?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question, Steve, because I wanted to mention that, and I was trying to figure out where to squeeze that in. So we changed the meetup location to Pineland. So there is a kayak launch that is just south of Tarpon Lodge, the Pineland Kayak Launch. So it's close to Pineland Marina, just basically right across the street from Randall Research Center. So what we're going to do is park at Randall Research Center, and then we'll launch the kayaks basically at that kayak launch that's right across the street from there. So, yes, and we were fully booked for that the guided women's kayak trip. I mean, obviously, if ladies have their own paddle boards or kayaks and they want to meet us out there, they're more than welcome to do that. But we did have one or two last-minute cancellations. So if there are any ladies listening and they would like to go, they can just get in touch with me, and they can just give me a call at 239-233-4930, and we'll make sure we get them on board and taken care of. So two spots left, and we're going to leave tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., and then we're going to fish until noon, and then we're going to head over to Maselli's for lunch.
Well, it's great that they were allowing you to park there at the research center. I was wondering about the parking for everybody.
Yeah, well, and that's just thanks to Gulf Coast Kayaks. So Brian and Diana have been of Gulf Coast Kayaks have been wonderful to work with, and they've got a relationship with Randall Research Center, so they were able to organize that for us, thankfully.
Well, that's fantastic. I hope you get a great, great turnout on that. So
yeah.
We look forward to hearing about that a little bit, maybe.
Definitely.
When you get back in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So also next weekend on the 14th, we've got the Power Pole Pro Redfish Go Live Tour that's running on the Gulf Coast side. That's where guys just sign up from all the way from Naples and up to the Big Bend area. And they run live on Facebook. And it's a kind of a little bit of a different kind of tournament. You can kind of watch it as it goes. Kind of interesting. On the 19th, down in Naples, we've got the Naples Boat Show coming up, 56th annual Naples Boat Show. We still have the Fort Myers Boat Show going this weekend, so if you're looking for something to do, they're running the rest of the day today and tomorrow. So I was over there yesterday. It looked like a great turnout. They're making the best they can with the situation there. It's a little bit different layout this year, but also a great bunch of vendors there to check out. So if you're looking for a boat, which a lot of people are, good time to check them out. On the 28th, here in the Punta Gorda area, we've got the Cast for Kids Fishing Disabilities Tournament. It's not actually a tournament. It's just a thing for the kids in Punta Gorda at the pier there. And they are looking for captains and tournament-type people to help out a little bit with that. So if you're interested, you can go to fish-4.com. Just click on the link. It's got all the contact information. There's a tackle shop there on site at Lashley Park. They kind of help put this together, and they are looking for some volunteers if you're interested in helping out. Up in the Central West area, we've got a few things going on. Coming up on the 19th, we've got the 33rd annual Johnny Keller Inshore Fishing Tournament out of St. Petersburg. On the 28th, we've got Florida Redfish Series has their first stop. That's in Steinhatchee. We also have Jason Smith Cancer Journey Fishing Tournament, and that's in St. Petersburg. And let's see, that's about all for the Central West. East Coast got a couple things going on. On the 21st, we've got a Power Pole Pro Redfish Tour out of Jacksonville. Down in the Keys, there's just tons and tons of sailfish tournaments going on right now. You can pretty much fish a sailfish tournament every day of this month if you'd like. I'm not going to get into all of them. One of them I did want to mention is the Cast for Cats fishing tournament. It's a fundraiser for the local...
Casting for Cats.
Yeah, Casting for Cats. It's a shelter. They're raising money for the shelter for the cats and the animals and stuff like that. It's always a great event.
Mm-hmm.
They raise good money for that. So one of the cooler kind of tournaments that kind of helps out some of the locals around there. So check those out. Got a whole list of the sailfish tournaments up on the calendar right now. And up in the Florida Panhandle, I've also got one event going on, and that is also on the 14th. That's part of the Power Pole Redfish Tour up into the Panhandle area. So a few things going on, not a lot. We did have a redfish tournament that was scheduled for Punta Gorda for today. Unfortunately, they had to cancel that. They weren't able to get quite enough number of boats, so it was a pro redfish tour as well. But things are a little bit difficult around here, obviously, due to the storm still. So it's going to be a little bit of time for the tournaments start really firing up around here, too, just because of logistics and the marinas and all the plain things that have been, you know, damaged from the recent storm. So
yeah,
we will get back to normal eventually and have some more tournaments happening around here, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Just going to take a little bit more time. Well, definitely appreciate the update, Steve. Always good to hear from you. So thanks so much for calling in. And you'll be catching up with Captain Rob next Saturday, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Look forward to talking to him. Take care, Debbie. See you.
All right. Take care, Steve. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
That is Captain Steve Johnson with fish-florida.com. And we're actually going to head over to line two because we've got future Captain Bradley Finch standing by, who we haven't heard from in quite some time. So I'm anxious to get the update from him. Let's grab his call. Hey, Bradley.
Good morning, Captain Debbie. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great here in the studio. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. That's awesome.
Yeah, did you have a good Christmas and a good New Year?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I actually did.
Glad to hear. Fantastic.
Bass Pro gift cards.
Sweet. That's the best. What are you going to buy with the gift cards? Do you know yet?
Probably some baits and stuff.
Yeah. Can never have too many baits.
Yep.
And I know, Bradley, that you and your parents have been working really hard and you've been honing your handyman skills at home since the storm because you guys had quite a bit of damage. But have you had a chance to get out on the water at all, even fishing a little bit of freshwater the past couple of weeks since you've been off school?
Actually, I have been able to.
Oh, great. Awesome. Give us the report.
I haven't been able to go out on the water, but I've been fishing around my neighborhood. Like canals and ponds and stuff.
Cool. Any nice bass?
Yeah, actually, I fished some of my ponds and caught a couple bass, probably like 5 or 6 bass.
Mm-hmm.
They were probably about in the 15 inches, 16 inches.
Yeah. That's cool. What were you using, soft plastic worms or...
So it was a soft plastic mackerel from Bass Addiction.
Nice.
Blue and black.
Yep. Fishing it slow on the bottom.
Yep. That's my favorite 2 colors that I use for freshwater.
Blue and black.
And by the way, Bradley, Debbie is making notes right now.
Yeah, be careful what you say. You're going to find me in your neighborhood fishing your ponds.
Maybe.
Well, cool. That's awesome. Great. Glad to hear you had a chance to get out there and catch a few fish. You deserve it.
Yeah.
You needed a break.
I also wanted to say thank you so much for the rod and reel.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. That's actually from Fish Florida. So for those of you who have the Sailfish license plate, that license plate, when you buy it, the proceeds from that plate goes towards buying fishing equipment and spreading the conservation message to the next generation. And so Fish Florida actually sent me some rods to go ahead and distribute to kids of families who were impacted from the storm. So, yeah, I'm glad you could make use of it and get out there and catch some fish with it, hopefully.
Yeah, so thanks, Fish Florida.
Yeah, you are welcome on behalf of Fish Florida. So what's coming up in the next few weeks? You got to get back to school, or are you already back?
Yeah, so I got to get back to school on the 10th.
Gotcha.
Wow.
10th is when I go back.
So you only have a couple more days left.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I think so.
I
forgot everything, but I think so.
I bet you didn't forget where you caught those bass, though.
Nope.
Good deal. All right. Well, Bradley, thank you for calling in. It was great to hear from you. Say hi to your parents for me. And if you get a chance over the next couple of weeks, give us a call. And Rob's going to be in the studio next week. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you, too.
Yes, I will call it next week. Happy New
Year.
Awesome.
Happy New Year, Bradley. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Tight lines, bud.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. That is future Captain Bradley Finch calling in.
Man, how much time do kids get off school these days?
I tell you, well, Lee County got out before Collier County, but it was a full 2 weeks. So
wow,
yeah, they had a lot.
Back in my day, we were back on the 26th. Get back to school, boy.
Yeah, except, you know, I do say that the breaks that I had in college were nice and long. Like, we never went back until, like, right. It was, like, January 21st or something. We had almost, like, a full month off.
But now, too, like, with the hurricane, when they have to cancel school days because of the hurricane, don't they have to draw them from somewhere else usually?
I think they do sometimes, yeah.
Good deal, though.
Well, I know in Collier County, I guess the year is a little bit longer. So.
Right. I think they actually add days that they will subtract in the event.
Yeah. All right. You know, Rick, it's that time, and Gator Tom is just chomping at the bit.
Chill out, Gator Tom. It's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. He's probably excited. Let's do it.
I've grown tired of you. What's wrong with you? You are useless.
Useless.
I forgot the name of the new book.
This is the Totally Awesome!
Oh, that's right now!
Totally Awesome!
And now from the Totally Awesome Book of Useless Information, here's your host and mine, Captain Debbie Hansen with Useless Information.
And this is the Something is Afoot edition.
Something is Afoot.
Of Useless Information, which we are going to kick off with the fact that the shoelace was invented in England in 1790.
Wow.
Before then, all shoes were fastened with buckles.
Really?
Yes.
I was going to say, how'd they keep the shoes on?
Buckles.
Buckles.
Buckles back way back in the day.
I'm still trying to figure out what a shoelace is.
Speaking of shoelace.
Jim doesn't know what a shoelace is.
So I happen to know that Captain Greg Stamper at one point in time caught a bass on a black shoelace.
Really?
Yes. Yes. That's a fact.
Wow.
I can see that.
Yeah. Moving on to number two. In Disney's Cinderella, Cinderella loses her left shoe at the ball. It was her left shoe, not her right. Always remember, it was her left shoe. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
And then last, but not...
In case you ever see someone at a ball with just a right shoe on, you're like, Cinderella.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And then last, but not least... A pair of human feet, this is so gross.
Oh, God.
So gross. A pair of human feet contain 250,000 sweat glands. And there are about 1 trillion bacteria on each foot.
So,
I can definitely attest to the fact that... Yeah, when I was launching my boat on Thursday, I got both my feet wet and had to put my shoes out by the front door because you can definitely smell.
Yes, that's smelly
the 2
feet,
trillion
right?
bacteria yeah. on each one of those
that,
shoes.
That is where. That's why we have smelly feet.
Yeah, but thankfully they're now coming up with these flip flops that have like the antimicrobial.
Really.
Yeah, soles and stuff. Thank goodness, because man,
I just use air.
Jim, when's the last time you put a pair of socks on?
Actually, the 24th and the 25th.
Oh, there, I guess.
Yeah, those were like the 2 days in the past 8 years.
All right, I'll ask you again
that
in 6 months.
That he wore socks.
I'll ask you again in 6 months. Probably be still be the same.
Actually, I had to dig them out, dust
them
off.
Yeah, and how many holes did those socks have in them?
Oh, no, they were almost new. I mean, I only wear them about once or twice a year. So.
Well, true.
I get some life out of my socks.
All right, we got to move on to Name That Species.
Name That Species.
And this is brought to you by Sportsman's Wholesale, Southwest Florida's largest discount tackle shop, now with 2 locations in Port Charlotte and Bonita Springs. Shop where the locals shop. We're going to take the 5th caller or the 1st caller after that to get through to Rick with the correct answer. And you must call. Do not send us the answer on the text line unless you're just trying to show us your angling knowledge without actually being able to be eligible
right,
to win the gift
for
card.
For the participation certificate only.
Yes, you've got to actually call to win. So the number 239-337-3776, 239-337-ESPN, and this saltwater native species has a blue or greenish-blue coloring on the back. Sides are silvery. The mouth is large with prominent teeth. No lipping this species, in other words. dorsal and anal fins are nearly the same size, and there is a black blotch at the base of the pectoral fins. Captain Jim Fortman actually mentioned this species earlier in our conversation this morning.
He did, because when Debbie told me the answer, I said, you know, yeah. I don't think I've ever even heard of that.
Until,
and then sure, like an hour later, Jim says
he mentioned it. Yep. Most Gulf Coast catches of this species are under 3 pounds. They're much larger on the Atlantic coast. In fact, they can get up to 27 pounds on the Atlantic side. Young are usually found inshore during the spring and summer months. They move offshore to join the adults in fall and winter. And there is a strong migration of Northeast Atlantic stock to the Florida East Coast in the winter. So this species may be caught from boat or shore. Chumming is helpful. And a wire leader is a must if you're targeting this species and you want to prevent the fish from biting through the line. Anglers can use a variety of plugs, sand eel type jigs, and squid or mackerel-like lures. The state record, 22 pounds, 2 ounces, caught near Jensen Beach. Name that species!
Name that species!
And we're going to head off to a break. You're listening to Real Talk on ESPN Southwest Florida and on the ESPN Southwest Florida app. We'll be back!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, online at ESPNSWFL.com. Everywhere with the ESPN Southwest Florida app.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Real Talk. This is Captain Debbie Hansen. I'm in the studio this morning with my guest co-host, Captain Jim Fortman, up from the 10,000 Islands.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on a rock studio. Got some ZZ Top.
You know what? All the 80s tunes are coming back. We had a little bit of Genesis. We had some Gin Blossoms. Well, I guess that's 90s.
Gin Blossoms brought up some time back, 90.
And now we got some ZZ Top going
on.
Love it.
All right.
Love it.
Glad I could spruce up your mornings a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and Jim was just telling me this crazy bluefish story.
Well, we got a winner.
I hope we got a winner.
We did get a winner.
And the winner was?
The winner was Kevin, who was calling in all the way from Bradenton.
Whoa!
He said he's listening online, but he said, I make a lot of runs to Southwest Florida for business, so I'll take the gift card. I go, it's all yours, man.
Congratulations,
because
Kevin.
Because they do have locations in both Port Charlotte and Bonita Springs.
That's correct.
So congratulations to Kevin, who was the fifth caller and got it right. Because, like I said, I'm the last person that knows anything about fishing, right? But I said, bluefish? I go, have I ever even heard of that before?
Yep. We talk about bluefish, talk about redfish.
Do we?
Talk about...
Well, that's what I said to Debbie. I said maybe one of your...
We were like, should we give a hint? Yeah. And I can be like, here you go. One fish, two fish, redfish, blank.
I said, or it could be like it's in the title of a Dr. Seuss book. But
yeah.
So apparently, Kevin knew it. And congratulations. Bluefish.
Yes, bluefish was the answer.
He was listening at the beginning of the...
Well, because Debbie said, in case someone doesn't get it, we'll come back and then we'll give that clue. That's why I think you kind of stopped. But we got a winner. Congratulations.
Yeah. As long as we had a winner, that's the main thing. And then on break, Jim is telling me this story. When I read off what the state record was, he's telling me this story about how when he was a kid and he was fishing in Cape Coral... He caught one that was probably close to the state record here on this coast.
Yeah. out of one of the canals.
And they had a picture of it at which tackle shop was it? Do you remember?
I don't even remember.
One of the local tackle shops here.
Yeah, it used to be off of Cape Coral Parkway.
Yeah.
It was like a tackle shop slash hardware. You know, so they had a little bit of everything. But this is back when Cape Coral Parkway was just two lanes.
You know? Yeah.
It was a long time ago. They didn't have near the homes, and it was actually when the golf course used to be up and running. And it was one of the reasons why I was over here, because my dad used to take us over here for vacation from the East Coast.
Yeah.
And he would play in a golf tournament right there at the municipal golf course right there in Cape Coral. So.
Well, thank you to Sportsman's Wholesale for sponsoring the Name That Species segment and giving away that $50 gift card. I know that's made lots of people happy over the past several months. So that's always awesome to have some brand new lures and gear from Sportsman's Wholesale. All right, we're going to head on over to... I know. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Gator Tom is standing by on line one.
And I'm starting to think he only calls when I'm here.
I think you're like a comfort zone for him, Jim. Yeah.
What's going on, Gator Tom?
Well, you know, first of all, you're making me feel bad. You know, I was calling to wish you a happy, merry Christmas, New Year.
All right.
And what's this you're taking off next week?
Yeah. You know, duty calls. We got to keep paying the bills in our household. It's been a challenging year. So I got to go do some work on the East Coast for one weekend.
Don't sell your sneakers. You know, there's people out there that like smelly sneakers, you know, that can always work. But no, speaking about Large Marge.
Just as long as we don't give my sneakers to Large Marge, because then I will for sure never wear them again.
Yeah, Large Marge is very, very upset. First of all, she's being blamed for all these fish kills. Mm-hmm. You know, because you walked on the beach and everything. Mm-hmm. And then second of all, you brought up feet today and smelly feet.
Oh, that was your cue to call
like
in,
you're
right?
Picking on her. She feels like you're picking on her.
Oh,
and
well,
you owe us a
I am very sorry that we hurt her feelings.
Yeah, she only has one left, you know. But she made a wonderful Christmas dinner. I got to let her, you know, let everybody know about that.
Uh-huh.
She made four turkeys.
Four turkeys?
Yeah,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Four turkeys. We had two for dinner, and then she had one for leftovers.
Okay. And did we lose Gator Tom? Hello?
Oh, boy.
Oh, see, so sometimes saying the B word can work to our advantage.
Oh, man.
Oh,
what
no.
happened there?
Oh, well.
I was kind of looking forward to see how the turkeys came out.
I me too.
I was like, I wanted to know how they came out.
I have a feeling he'll call back.
There had to be some punchline there. The one turkey for dinner, one for leftovers, and, you know.
I will tell you, I thought he was leading up with the sneaker joke. You know, why do they call them Skechers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one. Well, text us the punchline, Gator Tom.
Yeah, you're going to have to text us. That's what happens when the B word slips.
That's right.
You know, you've seen it happen twice now here this morning.
And,
evidence,
and that's
case
another
in point.
One. It has actually happened with me twice on this.
Yeah.
Day.
Oh, here we go. I think he's calling back in now. So, Jim, we've got some sunny skies today and tomorrow.
Yes,
lows in the 50s, upper 50s at night. Any advice for fishing chilly?
It is a great boating day.
Yeah.
Great for sightseeing.
It's going to be a Chamber of Commerce
some catfish out there and some jacks. They love this weather.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just let Gator Tom get to the punchline here so we can find out what the other two turkeys are for.
Okay.
I guess I don't know. Yeah.
Let's hear this. All right, Gator Tom.
Yeah, no.
And you're going to have to turn down your radio.
You and Jim Portman said the B word.
No, it wasn't me.
No, Jim Portman said it. Listen, you mentioned it, and then he said it, and now everything is all messed up.
Yeah, well, so before you get disconnected again, what are the other two turkeys for?
The other two turkeys, one was for leftovers for the next day,
yeah,
and the other one was for soup. I mean, there was only two of us, so you know.
Okay. I thought for sure you were going somewhere with that, Gator Tom.
Yeah, well, yeah, we went somewhere with that. We went. We had to go to the foot doctor. We got to get her bigger feet. She can't support herself on size 13 shoes now.
Oh, boy.
But she's borrowing my Minion shoes, you know, Red Sox in.
Well, she's going to have to get some of those shoe stretchers. You remember the shoe stretchers from back in the day?
Yeah,
she's just going to have to stretch them out, Gator Tom. That's just all there is to it.
No, she needs foot stretchers.
Oh,
well, she's only up to 4'10 now, you know. but, you know, she's a good girl, good girl, good girl.
Well, let's
she's
just
buying me
let's
that
just
new truck.
Let's just leave it on that note, Gator Tom. She's a good girl.
Right.
We're going to leave it on a positive
have a good
note.
One and go pay those bills, Captain Deb.
Got to do it. Got to do it, Gator Tom. Well, thanks for checking in.
Jim Portman, I will come and see you one day.
All good.
It's just when I got to get my lawn tractor fixed up so I can drive that far.
Oh,
there you go. All right. Happy New Year, Gator Tom. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Always an adventure.
Always.
You just never know.
Well, named Gator Tom. I mean, you're talking.
That just says it all.
That's swamp.
Yeah. You know, but you and Rob were talking about crocodiles earlier. And did you hear about the fact that there was a croc all the way up by, like, Melbourne Beach?
It wouldn't
surprise
me. Yeah,
it was. I want to say it was like a month and a half, 2 months ago.
We're seeing all kinds of new, you know. I mean, there used to be a croc out on Sanibel. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, but then I don't think anyone had seen that croc for years. I think they were wasn't there one in Ding Darling for a while.
Yeah, it was in Ding Darling.
Yeah.
I mean, this year, if you're going to see a crocodile, it's usually in the summertime because they are warm blooded. But and I think you were down there where you can hear them. Talking back and forth from one island to the other.
Mm-hmm.
But they get into the marshes. This year was actually the first year I've seen them in my area where we actually turned around a corner of one of these marshes and there was two of them going from one shoreline to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's one of those, you don't see them very often. They're up into the marshes, unless you go up into the marshes, which I do not recommend in my area. You got all kinds of creepy crawlies in there. But you'll actually.
So you noticed them on the move this year.
Yeah, this year.
Since the storm, like after the storm, probably.
No, this is actually before the storm.
Really?
Right? This is actually back in June.
Okay.
So we actually saw them on the move. And then, like I said, we hear that we're hearing a lot more of them, you know, talking back and forth in the islands.
And what exactly does a croc sound like, Captain
it's
Jim?
It's kind of like a knocking.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like this weird knocking noise. It just
So the difference between a croc and a gator. Go.
The nose. One's
no,
a
the
more
difference
slender.
Like the difference in the noises that they make.
Well,
I was going to say
the gator will hiss at you. That's about the one I know. That's because if you get too close and they've got a gurgle that they do.
Yeah. You're not going to even try to mimic it.
I'm not even going to try.
You're not even going to go there, are you?
Come on, Jim.
Man, I was trying.
Not even going to go there.
Sorry to change the subject, but real quick, we got to go to break in a few minutes. But someone just called in and didn't want to go on air, but wanted me to ask you, is it now safe to kayak fish in Estero Bay?
Is it now? I mean, I really don't know where you can launch from. That's the challenge, because to my knowledge, the beaches, most of the beaches are still closed. So if you can find a launching point and if you're careful about where you're going.
I know they had that launching point up around Dog Beach. Is that that might be a spot you might want to check?
Yeah, I would go on to the launch point was close to Lover's Key.
Yeah.
But like I said, to my knowledge, if anyone knows, that's actually a great question to pose to people, because I haven't even been over to Fort Myers Beach or to Bonita Beach since the storm.
Now, here's a news update, though, for you. That's because I did hear this. Bowman's Beach is back open right there by the causeway. So
okay,
that's actually some really good fishing grounds.
There used to be a really good sea trout flat out there.
It's probably back to looking good, and I can tell you there's not a lot of pressure there. So that's a really good kayak launch.
Yeah.
I know, down in
Collier County.
Yeah, Collier County, everything's accessible right now.
Yeah, Rookery Bay has a fantastic kayak launch that I would highly recommend. And it's great fishing down that area.
Wiggins Pass has a kayak launch as well. You can launch right there from the marina.
Yep.
So, that's a Cocohatchee River that you'll
the Cocohatchee. Yep.
Yeah, the Cocohatchee.
Yep.
Not the Caloosahatchee.
The Cocohatchee. Yes. All right. We got to head off to another break, don't we, Rick? All right. You're listening to Real Talk on ESPN Southwest Florida and on the ESPN Southwest Florida app. We'll be back.
Ooh, I want to take you, Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go Jamaica off the Florida Keys? There's a place called Kokomo.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, online at ESPNSWFL.com. Everywhere with the ESPN Southwest Florida app.
Look at me.
Good morning, and welcome back to Real Talk Radio. This is Captain Debbie Hansen in the studio this morning with my guest co-host, Captain Jim Fortman, rolling into the final about 10 minutes left here of Real Talk Radio this morning. Text lines open. Go ahead and shoot us a few last-minute texts, 239-337-3776. And we're going to head straight on over to the phones because we've got Jamel from Master Bait and Tackle standing by on line one. So I'm going to grab his call. He probably has a scoop on what's going on in Estero Bay. So let's grab Jamel. Hey, Jamel.
How are we doing? Can you hear me okay?
I can. Happy New Year. How
Happy
are you?
New Year.
I'm good. I just pulled into Alex's house right now, too. Captain Alex's. But real quick, I heard March 1st, Lover's Key is scheduled to open their beaches. And are you still there?
Yep, we're still here.
Okay. We're here. Lover's Key is scheduled to open their beaches, but I don't think the boat ramp's going to open, and they're definitely not going to open that concession stand or bait shop. I think that's gone. They're not going to redo that. As for kayak launches, an old secret is the old Welcome to Bonita sign, the water tower that used to be there. Yep. You can pull off to the left or the right side of that road is where they used to rent kayaks and launch there and be out of everybody else's way. And the Little Hickory Bridge, too.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Jamel, that's some good information right there. Yeah, and I did hear that for those people who may be wondering, I heard that Moolah Creek Marina is back open, the bar and everything. So that's good news because I know they were hit pretty hard during the storm. So it's good to see things are starting to reopen.
Yeah, that's for sure. As for Masters, we've selling a lot of shiners, freshwater shiners.
Yep.
The thing about all this is we've adapted to what's going on and try to move forward where we never sold freshwater shiners or worms or anything like that. And a lot of people are kind of tired of driving all the way down to Naples or other places to get shiners.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually on the way down to the Everglades. Or everybody going after the peacock. So that's definitely helped us out a lot.
Yeah, well, it's great to know that you guys are carrying them now. That's very good to know. So we'll definitely spread the word. Because, yeah, I would imagine there's a lot of people, too, that even if they're doing some freshwater fishing here locally in the canals because of the fact that there's limited saltwater access right now, I mean, shoot. You use those shiners, you're going to get yourself some really nice big bass.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, we've had some guys take it in the saltwater at Wiggins Pass at the Cocohatchee.
Oh, really?
The shiners were lasting like 20 minutes.
Really? That's surprising.
On freshwater shiners, which is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, no, that's the Cocohatchee River, and that's the northern drainage for Collier County. So that all Mockley Road comes right on out through there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. And Jamel, do you know, so have you been running any trips lately? Have you been out in Estero Bay?
No, I haven't been out. I know a lot of people have been out. Of course, I think it's safe on a kayak because at least you're not going very
you're
fast.
Shallow.
You're shallow. You know, you're really shallow and all that other stuff. But I would still maintain caution because things move and all this other stuff. And we got this full moon stuff, so maybe stronger tides might unlodge something that was stuck on the bottom a little bit more. Or we got a while where we have to maintain caution.
Yeah, we do. We still have a little ways to go. On the plus side, I have heard that the mangroves are looking a lot better, that there's been people out there cleaning up the mangroves. So that's really encouraging to hear, too.
Yes, for sure.
So, well, great, Jamel. Thanks so much for calling in. It was great to hear from you, my friend.
No problem. I'll talk at the gym. We got to get out and fish.
Hey, man, I've invited you a couple of times. All you got to do is give me a call. Just this time here, give me a heads up. So,
I got you.
You were supposed to go back when I took Alex out last summer.
I think I had to go out of town or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had that cold front. But, you guys have a good one.
You too, Jamel. Happy New Year. We'll talk soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
That is Jamel calling in from Master Bait and Tackle. Always good to hear from Jamel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's also the maker of Jamel's jigs.
Yep. And he was the one that introduced, I used to work back over at Master Bait and Tackle, and we used to have people all the time ask us, and we just could not get Ken to get those shiners in. And he finally got the shiners in there, and I'm glad it's working out just because there's a lot of freshwater ponds out here. I mean,
a lot of
communities have these retention areas, and there's people that are always trying to get some fish in those ponds.
And I'll tell you what, the tarpon and the snook that are in some of those brackish and freshwater areas will 100% shout out on those shiners.
Bonita Bay Golf Course.
Yeah, so go see them if you're looking for some live shiners for bait, because they've got them. And do me a favor, too. While I'm thinking about it, head over to the Real Talk Radio Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/ESPN Real Talk Radio. If you're a regular listener, message a page. Let us know if there's any specific fishing topics you want to hear in 2023, any special guests you'd like to hear on the show. Would love your feedback. Always interested in bringing new and interesting guests on the show and touching on a variety of topics. So would absolutely love to hear from y'all out there
I'm putting a
request
in for Gator Tom.
Oh, really? Like 5 minutes or, four minutes isn't enough?
I'll tell you what, I think you get him in the studio, you're going to have some good radio.
Also, while I'm thinking of it, mark your calendars. So for those who are interested in getting the kids out fishing or who want to try fishing maybe for the first time, the license-free freshwater and saltwater fishing days for 2023 are going to be April 1st and 2nd for the license-free freshwater days, and then June 10th and 11th, which pretty much corresponds with when the kids get out of school. And then the April 1st and 2nd, that's probably right around spring break, I would imagine, for them. So those are the license-free freshwater fishing days. Of course, all other regulations apply, but you can take somebody out without the need to purchase a license who maybe hasn't been fishing before and introduce them to the sport on those days. And then saltwater license-free fishing days are June 3rd and 4th, and then September 2nd and November 25th of 2023. So mark those dates on your calendar. Get someone new out on the water. Take a kid fishing and get them hooked.
Yep.
Get them hooked, just like Captain Jim when he was a youngin' and his big old bluefish.
Yep. And I tell you, the kid this week, he's on the leaderboard right now. He got about a 4-foot shark, and his eyes, his eyes were so lit up when he brought that thing to the boat, and he was just like, oh, my God, I just caught that. Kids love fishing, and fishing is life.
Fishing is life.
And hey, thanks to Mrs. Captain Jim Foreman for delivering these delicious brownies.
Oh my gosh, Kim. Yes. Wow. No, these are like cheesecake brownies. It's like two amazing things melded together.
Yeah, and that crispy crust on the outside is just amazing. Yeah. So thank you for that. Thank you for my morning sugar rush.
Thank you, Kim Foreman.
Appreciate it.
You are the best. And I also wanted to give a shout out to one of our texters, Anthony from Estero. He said he took his daughter, Nicolette, blue fishing up in Bellamar, New Jersey, and he says it was the best fishing trip ever. She got tired of actually catching fish, and he sent in a picture of them all out on the water and the huge heap of bluefish that they caught. So that's super cool. Thanks for sending in that photo.
That's the place for those bluefish. So, I mean, they I'm surprised
we
didn't
have
Captain
get the big ones.
I'm surprised we didn't have Crazy Alberto call in on that one.
Well, so Crazy Alberto, I was up at the National Professional Anglers Association conference yesterday, and it runs through today. In fact, I'm leaving here and going straight up there. It's at the Holiday Inn Express by the airport, close right off of Alico by Gulf Coast Town Center. And I know Alberto's up there representing St. Croix.
Oh.
So he is a busy guy this morning. That's why he's not here. But yeah, otherwise I'm sure he would have chimed in on that. So it's that time again. We got to go.
First show of
2023. It's a wrap. Thank you, Rick Church, the director of the show, for pressing the buttons and screening the calls. Thanks, Jim, for being here this morning. Remember to share your experiences, share your stories, and get someone new out on the water. Tight lines, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday. Well, Rob will be here next Saturday. Same place, same time. Have a great weekend.
I'm sorry it's ending.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.